Blog Talk Radio.
Multitude of the owls be glad. Now, owls, I-S-L-E, that is an island or a peninsula, P-E-N-I-N-H-U-L-A. Michigan has two peninsulas, one upper and lower. Let me focus, get back to where reading in the Bible. I am in the lower peninsula, Detroit, Michigan. Clouds and darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of his throne. Did you hear that? Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. As fire goes before him and burns up his enemies around about, his lightnings light the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of Yah the Lord. At the presence of Yah the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare. And declare means to announce or publicly announce his righteousness. And all the peoples see his glory. Glory also means honor. Let all be put to shame who serve carved images. Now, you know that we who believe in God do not serve a carved image. We worship him in spirit and in truth. Who boasts of idols? Let me start back at verse number 7. Let all be put to shame who serve carved images, who boast of idols. Worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and is glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord Yah, for you Lord Yah, are most high above all the gods of all the earth. Let me read verse 9 again. For you, Lord Yah, are most high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. You who love Yah, the Lord, hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. Preserve means to keep or to maintain. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Let's say amen to that sheep. Light is sown for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yah the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. I have read to you Psalms 97 in its entirety. It's entitled A Song of Praise to the Sovereign Yah the Lord. Now, sovereign means supreme ruler or king. Let's have a word of prayer. See, our Father in heaven, we thank sheep come to you with thanksgiving in our mind and heart. It's on my heart and mind to pray for the young folk who are being called into your service, our Father God. Bless them as you have blessed me. Give them the courage to do your will. It's not their will, but yours to be done. Let them know that they do not have to go to a school of theology or a school of seminary. You have called them. Many of them are hungry for your word. Let them just pick up the King James, the new King James version of the Bible, as I have. And let them start reading. They will learn much. I set up in the church for many, many, many years, or shall I say, at least four decades. And I know now more just from reading your Bible than from going to service. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping natural disasters away from your blessed city, Detroit, Michigan. Our Father in heaven, I thank you for giving us lost sheep, sane, sound mind, excellent health, peace, love, family, patience, courage, boldness. And as in the book of Isaiah says, no one has asked to restore, but I ask you right now in this prayer to restore us, our Father, right now. In your Son's name, amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Welcome and happy Sabbath, everybody. You'll find in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. See, Sabbath starts on Friday evening and ends on Saturday evening. I read from the New King James Version of the Bible. This Bible may read a little different from yours. I ask you to have your pen or pencil and paper or notepad in case you want to take note of something I may have said. Of course, you can always go to Blog Talk Radio and look under Feed My Sheep Show, and you will find every episode that I have spoken on. So, with that being said, sheep, follow me to the book of Nehemiah, and we will start reading where I left off in chapter 3, verse 12. Oh, I need to set my book up so I can read it. I am in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 3, verse 12. Isaiah, because I was in it for reading out of it for the past 7 months or so, that I just finished reading from the book of Isaiah at the beginning of February. Now, let's read Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 12. And next to him was Shalom, the son of Elohesh, leader of the half-district of Jerusalem. He and his daughters made repairs. Hanum and the inhabitants of Sanor repaired the valley gate. They built it, hung its doors with its bolts and bars, and repaired 1,000 cubits of the wall. As far as the refuge gate. Now, a cubit is like maybe 1 foot and 1,000 cubits, so that's about 1,000 feet, just to give you an idea of how far they restored. Micheliah, son of Rechab, leader of the district of Beth Hexerim, repaired the refuge gate. He built it and hung its doors and bolts and bars. Shalom, the son of Kohash, leader of the district of Mizpah, repaired the fountain gate. He built it, covered it, hung its doors with its bolts and bars, and repaired the wall of the pool of Shelah by the king's garden as far as the stairs that go down from the city of David. After him, Nehemiah, son of Hasbuk, leader of the half-district of Bethser, made repairs as far as the place in front of the tombs of David to the man-made pool as far as the house of the mighty. After him, the Levites, under Rehum, the son of Bani, made repairs. Next to him, Hashabiah, leader of the half-district of Kephah, made repairs for his district. After him, their brethren under Bavaiah, the son of Henadad, leader of the other half of the district of Keilah, made repairs. Next to him, Ezer, the son of Joshua, the leader of Mizpah, Path, repaired another section in front of the accent to the armory of the buttress. After him, Baruch, the son of Zabai, diligently repaired the other section from the buttress to the door of the house of Elisha, priest. After him, Meremoth, the son of Uriah, the son of Coats, repaired another section from the door of the house of Elijah to the end of the house of Elijah. And after him, the priests, the men of the plain, made repairs. After him, Benjamin and Hesheba made repairs opposite their house. After them, Azariah, the son of Messiah, the son of Ananiah, made repairs by his house. After him, Binui, the son of Henadad, repaired another section from the house of Azariah to the buttress, even as far as to the corner. Pelal, the son of Uzzah, made repairs opposite the buttress of the tower which projects the king's upper house that was by the court of the prison. After him, Pedadiah, the son of Parosh, well, I think that's P-A-R-O-S-H, made repairs. Moreover, the Tinnanim, they were the temple priests who dwelt in Obel, made repairs as far as the place in front of the water gate toward the east and on the projecting tower. After them, the Tikonites repaired another section next to the great project tower as far as the wall of Obel. Beyond the horse gate, the priests made repairs, each in front of his own house. After them, Zadok, the son of Immer, made repairs in front of his own house. After him, Shemaiah, the son of Shechaniah, the keeper of the east gate, repairs. After him, Hananiah, the son of Shelemiah, and Hanrum, the sixth son of Zalah, repaired another section. After him, Meshulam, the son of Barachiah, made repairs in front of his dwelling. After him, Melatijah, one of the goldsmiths, made repairs as far as the house of the Netatim and of the merchants in front of the Mescot gate, and as far as the upper room at the corner, and between the upper room and the corner as far as the sheep gate, the goldsmiths and the merchants made repairs. Well, thank God for finished reading chapter 3. And it's important that we are to know this, sheep, because of the times that we are in. I think that we should go back and read Daniel chapter 12. We are in that time where times are changing. I want to go back and read that. Let me try to find, if I can find it right quick. I hate to get off the path, but I'm remembering something that Daniel had said. I'm going as fast as I can, and I hate to not read it if I don't go fast enough, because time is important, and I don't have much time. Let's see, Daniel chapter 12, right quick. And this is a prophecy of the end times. At the time of Michael shall stand up the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble. And we are in a time of trouble, sheep, such as never was since there was a nation. Even at that time, and at the time, your people shall be delivered. So we are being delivered. We, lost sheep, now know that we are related to what the Limba tribe in Africa. And they are related to the Jews who exited Egypt. Let me continue reading that. As a matter of fact, let me read that verse again, the middle of chapter 12, the middle of verse 1, it says, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, the people shall be delivered. So we are about to be delivered, saints, from the bondage that we have been in. And it's important that you know that, let me finish reading this chapter. Everyone who is found written in the book. So we are about to be delivered. Just watch what is going on in the news today. And we have again found out from the Limba tribe that our DNA, some of us were brought from Africa to be slaves in 1619, and some black folk were already here. Did you, the movie just came out about the 12 years of a slave? So that lets you know that there were already free black folk in America. The truth will be told. I may not tell it. It may be you. Now, let's go back to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 4. Let's read. But it so happened when Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall that he was furious. Furious means to be irate, just mad, angry, and very indignant. Indignant means that he resented what Nehemiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem were doing and mocked the Jews. He made fun of them. He ridiculed them. And I'm in verse 2 of chapter 4 of Nehemiah. And spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what are those feeble Jews doing? Feeble means to be frail, weak, or ailing. Will they fortify themselves? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they complete it in a day? Will they revive? Revive means to bring back the stones from the heaps of rubble, stones that were burned. So this lets you know that he and his brethren have been in Jerusalem and seen what has happened. Now, Tobiah, the Ammonite, and the Ammonite is the Jordanians, was beside him, and he said, whatever they build, even a fox goes up on it, he will break down their stone walls. Oh, hear our God, for we are despised. This is Nehemiah speaking now. We are despised. Despised means hated. Turn to their reproach. Turn their reproach. Reproach means insults on their own heads, and give them to plunder to a land of captivity. And this is about to happen. You're seeing what's going on over in what has been called or deemed the Middle East. Do not cover their iniquity. Do not let their sin be blotted out from before you, for they have provoked. Provoked means to cause anger. You to anger before the builders. Let me read verse 5 again. It says, do not cover their iniquity, and do not let their sin be blotted out from before you, for they have provoked you to anger before the builders. So we built the wall, and the entire wall was joined together up to half its height. So if it was initially 12 feet, it was built to 6 feet. For the people had in mind to work. Now it happened when Sanballat, the Horonite, that's an Iranian or Persian, Tobiah, the heir, the Ammonite. The Ammonites are Jordan, and the Ashdites, those are the Philistines or the Palestinians, heard that the walls of Jerusalem were being restored and the gaps were beginning to be closed, that they became very angry. So what you do is go to your Google, your computer, Google the Middle East, and you'll see all those people around Jerusalem, in the Jerusalem area. And they did not like that we, the real Jews, and if you read Revelations chapter 2, verse 9, it'll tell you that those who are there are the children of Satan. And if you go back in history, 1948, the United Nations and the United States of America put those people over there. I'm not mad at them because they're going to get the brunt of what's going to happen to them shortly. This is why I told you to read Daniel chapter 12, and it tells you what is going on. Let's pick up in chapter 4 of Nehemiah, verse 8. And all of them conspired. They plotted again together to come and attack Jerusalem and create confusion. So this is what they're known for. They get in groups. And the United States itself is in a group called the G8 or somebody. And then the other, the European nations, they get in groups. Now let's read Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 9. Nevertheless, we made our prayers to our God, and because of them, we set a watch against them day and night. Then Judah said, the strength of the laborers is failing, and there is so much rubbish that we are not able to build the wall. And our adversaries, you know, adversaries are your enemies, that they will neither know nor see anything till we come into the midst and kill them, because and cause the work to cease. Those people, I'm talking about Sanballat the Horonite, Tobiah the Ammonite, Gershom the Arab, and the Ashdodites, they did not want to see the wall built. Let's see how much time I have left. Oh, I am going to stop right here at Nehemiah chapter 4, and I'll just start at verse 10. I'm going to say a closing prayer because I'm out of time. Time goes by so quickly. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for keeping the evil away from us. Thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil. I say that prayer in your Son's name. Amen. Remember to take our Father God with you everywhere you go, and if it's God's will, I will be with you next time. Now, I want you to go and get, I want you all to stop eating swine. Go get this book, How to Eat and Live Longer. Go to www.eatandlivelonger.com. Get that book, read it, and do what it says. You will feel much better. Take it from me. I know. God loves you, and so do I. The road.
remember that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus